so many problems and issues that we have today that, not coincidentally, they had back in the 1530s. When Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared, the St. Juan Diego. So I think that it is a worthy comparison, because if you've seen Mel Gibson's movie Apocalypto, that's what was going on prior to Our Lady of Guadalupe's appearance. And gosh, we listened to the sermon yesterday from Father Wolf, and there was a bunch of stuff in there that I didn't know about Our Lady of Guadalupe. So Maggie will throw that graphic into the chat room about what's in her eyes, her black sash, which is difficult to see, but it's there. There's so many things. Why there is a moon. By the way, there were the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on San Juan Diego's Tilma has been scientifically studied, and no one can provide an explanation for how it got there. There were a bunch of nabobbers that got from the University of Florida a decade or so ago that were going to go there and we're going to prove that this thing was a hoax and that little Juan Diego had smuggled some his paint-by-numbers kit from his uncle out and had, hold on, lady. No, don't. Put your hands together a little higher. Okay, hang on, because I'm painting this now from life. And that supposedly St. Juan Diego or some master artist painted this thing. They look at this thing in a microscope, and they zoom in, and the more they zoom in, the more baffled they become, because all they see is pigment. There's no brush strokes. There is no contact that has been made with the actual fabric of the tilma, which if you've ever had a burlap sack, and a burlap sack is stronger than the tilma, a burlap sack, an empty one, laying around your barn for any amount of time, you know that if you leave it out in the weather, it will start to decompose. And it'll start to get all furry and nasty, and it'll start to fray. And, well, that's kind of like a tilma, but a tilma is even thinner. Just the fact that you can actually, when they hold this thing up, that you can actually see the pigments and the paint on the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on this tilma, that itself, it is said, is miraculous. In any event, with all the hideous and horrors that are going on here today, I think we could use a lot more Our Lady of Guadalupe and a lot less killery. A lot more Our Lady of Guadalupe and a lot less Susan Collins or any of these other usual suspects. What else do we have here to get into here today? This is funny. So many people that rule over us and the ruling and the vaunted elite ruling class are just not smart people. It kind of stretches the imagination to go, like, how did you get there? Well, it must be obvious that at some point in time, intelligence and acumen at discharging certain duties is not necessary to becoming a radical elite. Yes, Maggie.
I was just going to say, well, of course. We've got that dude that dresses like a woman that shaves his head and has a mustache but wears lipstick that steals luggage. What is he in charge of? Nuclear waste or whatever?
Nuclear waste.
You can be in charge of anything and be an idiot.
Well, I think they actually go looking for idiots. I think it's even worse than that. I think that they actually seek out idiots because they don't want people asking questions. You know, so when people go, well, I want our government to work. Government's not meant to do almost everything it's doing. You don't want it to work. You wouldn't want it to be successful because then people would go like, hey, why don't we let government do it? They're really good at doing this. No, they're good at a couple of things. Blowing things up and killing people. That's about the extent of what they're good at. But listening to Janet Yellen, I mean, it is obvious that she is one of those individuals that is in that position specifically and precisely because she will do whatever Moloch and the boys tell her to do. What is the company line? What do you want me to go out there and say? Okay, I'll do it. I believe that this is the primordial, or the this is the prevailing methodology for procuring human resources to work in these various agencies. Dumbacity. D-U-M-B-A-C-I-T-Y. Dumbacity. I believe that dumbacity is a prerequisite. They want stupid people because stupid people don't know any better and they won't ask any questions. They want stupid, morally compromised people. They want apostates and heretics from the faith because they won't ask any questions either. They sure as hell won't raise their hand and go, is it really okay to like mutilate 9-year-old girls and cut the flesh off their forearms so we can make them a fake Johnson? Johnson. No, it's not. So this image that Maggie put in the chat room, I went, is that a real screenshot from Drudge? And she goes, yeah, that's what it says. And then I said, well, that right there tells you a lot. That right there tells, I believe that inflation is going to come down. I believe, brother, can I get an amen? Amen. Can I get a go ahead. I believe, brothers and sisters. Inflation's coming down, I believe.
So I couldn't tell if they were making fun of her, like doing the Santa thing because she said, I believe inflation will be much lower next year. I don't understand. Are they making fun of her? Are they running with that as like a for reals headline?
I think it's a for reals headline. I believe, brothers and sisters, I believe. I think they truly do believe. Then to listen to her talk. I heard it playing in the other room, and I'm in here trying to not be focused on the influenza pains shooting up and down my back, trying to get into a position in the chair so that I can try and do this show here today. And I hear this playing in the other room, and then it just all goes to pot. And then I just like, really, do I? Is this what is in store for me today, Janet Yellen? But apparently it is. I'm going to be bopping and popping around on a couple of different topics here today. What, you want to play Janet Yellen?
Yeah, you're talking about it.
Okay, so you want to hear this? I mean, look, nothing can prepare you for what you're about to hear.
I think we'll see a substantial reduction in inflation in the year ahead.
It's going to take a year.
Well, I believe by the end of next year, you will see much lower inflation if there's not an unanticipated shock.
I believe that there will be, if there's not a unanticipated shock. Oh, you mean like life? Like poop happens? I believe. And then who's interviewing her? They go, wait a minute, you got to wait a year? Well, I mean, look, I have faith and I believe, but you know, my belief, it takes a little while for this belief to kick in. I must say, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to send some pictures. I said I'm going to be meandering about because if you're just joining us, I'm struggling to bring you the program today, but I'm still happy to be here. Now, where is my, okay. I'm going to send you some pictures because people like getting pictures for Maggie to put in the chat room. Now, let's stay on the same subject. You may think like, but a church boy, that's not on the same subject. Yeah, it is. Okay. And boom. All right, I said it. This is why I made his chair goes, come here. While we're at the supermarket yesterday, stop. Okay, why do you want me to stop? I want you to be observant for a change. Now, look at that. And I went, look at what? And she goes, look at it. And I went, oh, I get it. And then I said, so what are you trying to get me to, what are you implying here? She says, well, when Addison and I went to Walmart yesterday, we saw this exact same phenomena. And what's that? very high traffic areas of grocery stores have massive kiosks with product that was to be sold for Thanksgiving dinner stacked 5, 6, 7 feet tall with unbelievably cheap prices on it, like canned corn, 49 cents a can. They're just trying to get rid of it. Boxes or packages of stovetop stuffy mix, 79 cents. And these are pallets. And she said she saw them at Walmart. They were all over the grocery store we were at yesterday. And I said, so what's your point? And she goes, the point is that they over-ordered inventory and people did not come in and gorge. They didn't come in and buy 3 extra cans or 2 cans just in case or 4 cans just in case. They came in and bought what they thought they needed, and that's it,